Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem, welcome back to today's Daf Hayomi Baba Basra Kuftes Vav. We are on Kuf Yudal Damar Beis. Let's go back to the beginning of this segment. Om Rabbi Yechanan, which is six lines off the bottom. Om Rabbi Yechanan Mishum Rabbi Yud Rabbi Shimon. So Rabbi Yechanan quotes Rabbi Yud Rabbi Shimon as follows. Dvar Torah, which means we have a source from a pasuk that Ha'av Yeresh Es Benoy V'isha Yeresh Es Benoy. Just as a father has a claim to his son's estate, he's Yeresh his son. Of course, we're speaking that the son doesn't have his own descendants. And this has been learned way back at the beginning of our perek. We have several sources for this, that a av is yerish his son. Likewise, isha, a mother, of course, in the absence of a father, she's going to be yerish her son as well. And Rashbam points out, when we say father or mother receiving the son's inheritance, we're speaking not just son, hua din libitoi, daughter as well. So they're yerish their son or their daughter in the absence of those people having descendants. So how do we know to compare father to mother, an equator in this regard? Shenemar matois, that was the pasuk where a woman is yerish from two matois, from her father, from her mother. So we connect the yerusha pertaining to father to the yerusha pertaining to mother. Makish mato em mato av, ma mato av, just as yerusha pertaining to father. Certainly, av is yerish is benoy. This has been established in the psukim. Af mato em, likewise, a mother carries that same right. Isha yerish is benoy. She's yerish her son. However, in our Mishnah, it would seem otherwise. Esve Rabbi Yechanan, the Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Shimon, so Rabbi Yechanan himself, who quoted Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Shimon, turned around and asked the Chacham who provided this halacha. How can you say that a mother is Yerush her son? Ha'isha is bina. Look at our Mishnah. It ends with the halacha that the mother vis-a-vis a son is only a one-way transfer. She only gives but does not receive. Likewise, Ha'isha is bala. A wife to her husband. A mother's brothers. All these are not really a true two-way street. They at most will give, but will not receive Yerusha. So, for instance, a son is Yerusha's mother, but not vice versa. How could you say a mother is Yerusha's son? Amar Leh, so he says, look, I'm stuck. I can't really reconcile this Mishnah, because if you look at the Mishnah, there is a seeming contradiction within the Mishnah itself, as the Gemara soon will elaborate on. Mishnah, Seinu, our Mishnah, Eini Adam Yishon, I'm not sure who dictated this Mishnah. So you're right, I can't really, apparently the Mishnah is not really accurate, not reliable, and, you know, I don't really have to accommodate the, you know, that Mishnah. So the question was, why was he sort of backing off from the Mishnah? Why are we stuck? But Lamele, he should just tell him. Rabbi Yechanan should respond. You're looking for a name to the face? You're looking to clarify who the author of the Mishnah is? Rabbi Zechariah ben Akatzavi. That's the famous Rabbi Zechariah that we had the other day. So he does. He disagrees with the Matos connection. Right? Because that was back on of Kefir Aleph, right? He said that regarding the mother's Yerusha, right, she gives, right, she provides Yerusha to her kids. And the question was, we know that when a father is Meirish to his son, son takes priority. So if there's a son and daughter, he takes everything, as we learn in the Pesukim. What about the mother's Yerusha? So, all depends. Matos, if we make that connection, so just like by father's Yerusha, son takes full priority, likewise by mother's Yerusha. Whereas Rabbi Zechariah ben Akatzav did not have this tradition to make this hekesh. He did not have the hekesh of Matos taught him by his teachers, so he didn't connect the two, and therefore he said that although when it comes to the Yerusha from father, so the son gets the entire thing, but when it comes to mother's Yerusha, they split it equally. So basically, Rabbi Zechariah ben Akatzav clearly does not subscribe to the hekesh of Matos, the Lodorish Matos. So that could be a good solution for our Mishnah, which says that a mother vis-a-vis the son will only provide him with Yerusha, but not accept Yerusha because we don't connect mother to father, which was the basic premise to our Gemara, right? That the reason why mother is Yerush her son because we compare it to the father. He doesn't hold to that connection. Says the Gemara, that's not really going to work. Le'metukma masnisen k'rabbi Zechariah ben Akatsa. The problem is that our Mishnah clearly does not fall in line with Rabbi Zechariah's position. Why? Take a look at the other part of the Mishnah, where clearly we see that a son does precede his mother, his brother, his sister. A son precedes his sister with respect to their mother's nechasim, which is clearly not consistent with Rabbi Zechariah ben Akatsav. Diktoni ubnei achois. Mishnah says, bnei achois means nephews, right? So, let's say we have Rachel and Leah, sisters. And Leah passed away, and her nechasim, her Yerusha gets transferred to Rachel. Ultimately, it might go to Rachel's son after Rachel's passing. And the Mishnah says, bnei achois, only the sons of these sisters, Utana. And the Bryce explains that the Mishnah was actually being very precise in saying bnei achois. V'lei bnei achois. It doesn't apply to daughters. What does that mean? They're not going to get it at all? If there's no son, Rachel's daughter can't be Yerush Rachel, why not? V'amrinan, the question was, l'may hilchasa, pertaining to what are we referring only to sons and not daughters? V'amrav sheshes, true, daughters are entitled, but they go second, they go behind the son. L'kadim, that with respect to the mother's Yerusha, son takes priority. That's the halacha presented in our Mishnah, which apparently is not consistent with Rabbi Zechariah ben Akatsav, who holds that pertaining to mother's Yerusha, son and daughter are equal. Rabbi Zechariah ben Akatsav, if we're going to propose that our Mishnah is following the Shita of Rabbi Zechariah ben Akatsav, Ha'amar, didn't he tell us, Echad Haben, Ve'echad Abbas, Shavan ben Ichzeim, that when it comes to mother's Yerusha, son and daughter are equal. So clearly our Mishnah, which prioritizes son over daughter with respect to mother's Yerusha, is not consistent with Rabbi Zechariah ben Akatsav. Rather, we connect son to daughter. Matos, we say, look, we connect the Yerusha coming from a woman to the Yerusha coming from a man, the father, the mother, and we say, look, just like by father's Yerusha, son prioritizes, likewise by mother's Yerusha. So that explains why Rabbi Shimon wasn't sure how to place our Mishnah, because our Mishnah cannot be going. Our Mishnah, which says that a mother only provides Yerusha but does not receive Yerusha from the son, cannot be going like Rabbi Zechariah ben Akatsav, because, yeah, in this case we see that mother is different than father, but when it comes to the halacha being Yerush from Bnei Achais, we say that, hey, just like by father's Yerusha, son takes priority, likewise by mother's Yerusha. So we do connect father to mother. So apparently that's not going like Rabbi Zechariah ben Akatsav. Now the question is, the Mishnah itself seems to contradict itself, because on the one hand we're saying mother is different than father, pertaining to being Yerush from her son. So that's not going like the Hekesh of Matos, right? We're not connecting father to mother. And then we say, well, when it comes to being Yerush from the mother, son precedes daughter because we compare it to the Yerusha taken from the father with son precedes daughter. So in that respect, we are connecting father to mother. So that's the Gemara, that's the big question of Atana Didan. How do we explain our Tana? My man of Shach, which way is he going? Either Rish Matis, if we accept the Hekesh of Matis, we connect father to mother, then Isha Nami Tirish as Bina. So just like father is Yerush's son, mother should be Yerush's son as well. And the Mishnah clearly indicates otherwise. Okay, so Eloi Dorish Matis, well, if he doesn't connect the Matis, mother to father, then when it comes to the Bnei Achis, Ben Koidim Labas, Ben Nichsi, and Menali, how do we know that a son prioritizes, takes precedence over the daughter when it comes to mother's Yerusha? That's only based on Matis. Well, of course, we're not going with Matis. Loilum Dorish Matis says the Gemara, yeah, we are going with Matis. And that's why son goes before daughter when it comes to mother's Yerusha, Vishani Hacha. But regarding the other halacha, question of mother being Yerush, her son, in that case, it doesn't work. The Amakar, we have a special pasuk that she does not. V'chol bas yerushas nachla. The pasuk relates to a daughter who's yerush en nachla. Yerush from her father, yerush from her mother, right? And why does it say yerushas? It should just say v'chol bas nachla. A daughter who's a bas nachla, a potential heir. Why does it say yerushas nachla, an extra pasuk to tell us? Yerushas. She will only receive inheritance from two matis, from two sides, from two father and mother. So if they die, she accepts it. She takes it. Ve'inu mereshes. But if she dies, she will not transfer over to her both her parents. A mother is not Yorish a daughter. So that's the special exclusion based on the Pasuk, which the Mishnah is based on. Okay, so in summary, we have the Shaila whether we connect father to mother based on the Pasuk of Matois, relating to both Matois, the mother and the mother, father. And there are two possible applications. One is the question whether, you know, is father, just like father is Yorish's son and daughter, perhaps mother as well. And the other question is, just like a son prioritizes his sister when it comes to father's Yerusha, perhaps regarding his mother's Yerusha as well. So Rabbi Zechariah ben Katzev does not work with Matos, and apparently the answer to both questions is no. Whereas our Tana holds of Matos, and therefore he says, son will precede daughter regarding the mother's Yerusha, because just like right, we compare it to the father's Yerusha, but when it comes to a mother being Yerush her son, no. Although Matos would indicate yes, but we have a special pasuk to rule it out. But in any case, Rabbi Yechon had quoted Rabbi Yehuda Shimon that Isha is Yerush Bina. So apparently he does not hold of this drasha. He holds of Matos to the point that just like a father is Yerush's son, likewise a mother is Yerusha children as well. Okay, now we proceed to the Seder Nachle. So what is the standard, you know, system, the sequence, the Seder of Nachles? What are the various steps we go through till we get to the appropriate era? Kachu, Ishki Yamos, so we go through the Psukim, a fellow passes away, Ubein Eloi, leaves behind no son. Who's next? Daughter. Vavartam Nachos Labita. We learn from here, Ben Kedim Labas, son precedes daughter. But furthermore, suppose there's no son, but there's a grandson from that son, or a granddaughter from that son. Him and all his descendants and all his offspring come before the daughter. So even, you know, 16 generations down, there's some remnant from this son. They all sort of step into his shoes. They take over for that son, and it precedes the daughter who's around. Ben kaidin labas, kol yoytzei reicho shel ben, all the descendants of the son, kaidin labas will precede the daughter of the departed, even though she's way higher up on the, sort of on the ladder, she's closer to the mace than the great-grandchild coming from the son's side. But that's how it works. Because they take over for the son, who himself had priority. Next stop is the daughter, right? The next on the list is bas. Of course, she takes over before. She takes before the siblings of the departed. Bas kodemus la'achen. Yoyte yirecho shel bas kodem la'achen. Likewise, her descendants take priority over the siblings of the mace. Next is, actually the father. We're going to see that in a minute. But let's leave the father out for a minute. Achen kodem la'achiyav. The brothers of the mace, the siblings, precede his uncles. Yoyte yirecho shel achen kodem la'achiyav. Likewise, the descendants of his siblings come before the uncles. By the way, after the brother siblings come daughter siblings, right? And then comes uncle, and then come aunts. Zeklal, this is the rule to work with. Kol hakoydim banachle, whoever is the next on the list, right? Whoever takes priority in the nachla list. So it's not just him. It's not just limited to himself, the first generation. It goes all the way down to his descendants. Yoytzei reichi koydim. First, we check out if there are any descendants, and they get first, before we go on to the next level of Yerusha. V'av, oh, and of course a father precedes all his own descendants. Koydem v'chol yetzi yirecha. So in this case, if we have a person who departed, he doesn't have his own kids, the next step would be his father. And only then, if there's no father, it goes down to his siblings, who are the children of that father. Tanur Rabbanu, we learned in a brayse. Bein einlo, he passed away without a ben. Ainlin the Ben, perhaps only a son, an actual son, is next on the list. What about Ben HaBen? Oy Bas HaBen. Oy Ben Bas HaBen Minai. What about a grandson of all different variety, all different types? Do they go before the daughter? Yep. Tamaloymar Ayin Ainloy. With an extra Yud, because Ain the computer was written without a Yud. Ayin Alof. Coming to tell you, make an investigation. See if there's any leftover. All the way down the road. Grandson, great grandson. If there are none, we move on to the next step. which is the daughter. Bas, ein ela bas. Perhaps only a daughter. What about bas habas, daughter's daughter? Ben habas, son of that daughter. Ubas ben habas, son of the daughter of the daughter. Sorry, daughter of the son of the daughter. Menayin, are they included as well? Yep. Tamaloy me'ein loy ayin alav. So again, we're meant to investigate and seek a descendant as far down as we can find. Hoketat, how does this work? It says Rashbam, what the Brisa means to say is that just like we search all the way down, second, third, fourth, we go all the way up as well. So suppose there are no descendants and there are no siblings. We go to the father. No father. Sorry, no descendants. We go to the father. No the father, we go to the siblings. No siblings, we go to the uncles. Nobody available. We go up to the next generation, the grandfather, and so on and so forth. All the way up. Nachl mimash meshes. Ve'oileches ad Reuven. So the nachl, the estate, sort of rolls over all the way. Travels up to Reuven. Reuven is the Shevet Reuven, right? The patriarch of the entire tribe. So you can go all the way up to Reuven. We check out all the generations. Nothing there. Second, third, fourth, fifth, nothing available. Go all the way to Reuven, hoping to find somebody up there. Why do we stop by Reuven? V'lema ad Yaakov. We can go all the way to Yaakov Avinu, the father of Reuven. Amar Abaye, you know why we don't mention Yaakov? Because if that were the case, that means the whole tribe, the whole Shevet was wiped out, Chas v'Shalom, that can't happen. Gemara, we have a Kabbalah, we have a tradition, a Kabbalah de Leikala Shivta, that just like Kal Yisrael as a nation is eternal, every segment, every Shevet Kal Yisrael is eternal, and Rashbam brings a Pasuk in Malachi, Ki ani Hashem lo yishanisi, v'ata ben Yaakov lekilisim, just like I Hashem have never changed, will never change, Kal Yisrael and all its Shvatim will be eternal. Okay, Amar Rav Huna Amar Rav. Kalo Eimer, Tirash Bas, Im Bas Hapeh. Suppose a person passes on without any boys left behind. Only a daughter. A daughter and his son's daughter. But there's no son alive, just a son's daughter. So it's basically two females vying over the Yerusha. So you'd think perhaps, maybe the daughter takes priority because she's closer to the mace than the granddaughter. In any case, there's no male around, right? So perhaps they have an equal share. No, says Rav Huna Amar Rav, Afilu Nosi Shebi Yisrael, even the leader of Klal Yisrael will make that mistake. Ein Shem Eloi. Whoever says that they share the Yerusha, we reject it outright. She'enon Ela Maaseh Tzedukin. That's what the Tzedukin promoted. Tzedukin were a sect in Klal Yisrael, the Talmidim of Tzedek of Baises. They erred terribly. They made a terrible mistake, misunderstood what he was teaching them, that a person should serve Hashem Me'av out of love. He said, well, don't do it for the salary at the end of the day. And they thought that means that there's not going to be any schar. Right? They misunderstood the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. Al tiu kavodim, am shamshin, sarav, am nasal kal pras. Don't be like a servant, like a slave, just waiting for his paycheck. They figured, okay, that means we're not getting paid. He didn't mean that. He meant enjoy the work, enjoy the connection to Hashem per se, as is. That's your reward. It's not you doing a mitzvah to get, you know, like when you were kids, you know, you're getting a lollipop. No, this in itself is the reward that you will experience eternally. In any case, they misunderstood and they figured, okay, if this is what the Chachamah were teaching, they rejected everything. All Teresh Shabbat Peh, they focused on the Psukim, but that's about it. They didn't trust the Chachamim, and they made a mistake regarding Yerusha as well. A very fundamental mistake. Einon Ela Maaseh Tzedukim, they equated the granddaughter, the son's daughter, with the daughter. The Sanya, as we find in a Brisa, this is a Brisa in Maseches Tanis, listing all these celebratory events, all these Yom Tovim, resulting from different things, and one of these events connected this Halach of Yerusha, where they prevailed over the Tzedukim and reestablished the proper Halacha based on the Torah Shabbal Peh. The Sani Bar Boa Be'esrim B'Tevis. It was on the 24th day of Tevis. Tamnu L'dinona. We reestablished our din, the proper din, that in fact, a granddaughter, notwithstanding the fact that she's second generation, but since she's rooted in the son, she's the son's daughter, she takes over for the son and she has his rights, and just like he would prioritize over the sister, over the daughter of the Emes, likewise, the Basa Ben gets the entire Yerusha. Shayu Tzedukim, Oymu Kedet Tzedukim, promoted an alternate system. Tirash Habas, Im Ben Habas. If a person passes away, leave behind no sons, just a daughter and a son's daughter, and the son is not around anymore, they both have equal rights. Nitpad Lahen, Rabban Yechim and Zakeh. So Rabban Yechim and Zakeh hitched onto them and engaged them in conversation. Amar Lahem, he says, Shaitim manayin zalachem. Silly people, how do you know this halacha? Where are you coming from? V'lo yah adam, v'lo yah adam. Sheikh Zero Dover, there was nobody who had the audacity to confront, to respond to Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai. They weren't too learned anymore at that point, and they didn't really have what to answer. Chutz min zaken echad, except for this one elder fellow, apparently was somewhat learned. Shem patpeti, which is blabber, kenegdoi, and he responded like this, v'aymer. I'll tell you how I know it. It's based on a kalb v'chaymer. Uma bas benoi. Haba'a mikoyach benoi. Tiroshenu. Look, we're empowering a son's daughter, a granddaughter, who's coming on account of the son, on account of her father. She's second generation to the departed fellow, and she's given the rights, the claim to the Yerusha. Bita is certainly a daughter, first generation. Habo Mikaycha is coming directly from the mace. Lakoshkin, of course she has a claim. And that's why we allow them to share it. Kara Allah is a mikra. So Rabbi ben Zakkai responded with a pasuk to disprove him, to show that, you know, sometimes a granddaughter can be closer than even the daughter. Because if her father was the son of the mace, she's simply taking his place. And she assumes that all the rights and claims of her father, who certainly prioritizes his sister. Eilu b'nei Seir Achayre, this is a list of the children of Seir Achayre, the son of Esau, right? Yeshvei Oretz, they inherited the land from Seir, Loitan, v'Shoivel, v'Tzivan, v'Ano. So he had four. Amongst them we have Ano listed, Uksiv. So Anna was a son of Seir. And then we have Anna being a son of Tzivain, who himself was a son of Seir. So it's a grandson of Seir. So what was he, a son or a grandson? Apparently Tzivain got involved with his mother. They had Anna. So he was both a son and he was a brother of Tzivain, also a son of Tzivain. So he was a grandson as well. Vayilad Anna. And the question is, why does the Pasuk call him a son of Seir? He's not really a son. Apparently, even a grandson, right? B'nei banim, harein kebanim. Grandsons are like sons. So this point that a granddaughter is further away than a daughter is incorrect. Torah considers a grandson like a son. Ask the Gemara, you know we're speaking about the same person. One Anna, another Anna, perhaps it's all the same. It's two different people. V'dil matrei Anna Hava. Perhaps one was a son, and one was a grandson. I'm a rabba, Amina. I presented Milsa something like Amr Shvar Malka, something so perfect that even the Shvar Malka was the name of this Persian king then. So he was, this title was a reference to Shmuel, Monai Shmuel. Why Shmuel? Because Shmuel was a big expert in halacha. In fact, we adopt his opinion when it comes to dinim, halacha kamoisa b'dinim. So I propose a solution that even Shmuel didn't say. Some say Amar Papa, Rapapa was the one who said, Amina Milsa, I've said something like Amar Shvar Malka, which was not even said by Shvar Malka. Who is Shvar Malka? Manoi Rabba, it's Rabba. Why is Rabba called Shvar Malka? Because he also was very successful in halacha. Rashbam brings that we paskin like him in whenever he disputed Rav Yosef, we paskin like him pretty much, you know, all the time. In any case, what is the solution? What is the answer to the question? How do we know it's the same Anna? Amma Kroa, the pasuk says, who? Who Anna? The extra word who tells you it's the same man. Who Anna the Mikar is the same Anna mentioned earlier. Okay. So what's the point? That a grandson is sometimes treated like a son. So back to our story. Person passes away, leaves behind no sons, but a granddaughter. The son, the daughter of that son, she takes his place, and she's directly connecting to the mace and taking directly from him. Right? She's taking the place of her father, and therefore, just like her father, would have had total priority, total rights to the nechasim over the daughter, likewise the granddaughter. Amar Leis to the Tzaduki responded to Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai. Rabbi, b'kach, ata b'treini, you're just going to shove me away with this response. What do you mean to say? It's Rashbam says, he explains that, you know, I agree with you that a ben haben, if it's a son's son, of course, he takes the entire Yerusha, even if there is a daughter, first generation daughter available. But that's pashut, right? Because he takes over for his father, right? The son's son is like the son himself. But here we're speaking about the son's daughter. That's a chiddush. That's a bit of a stretch. Who says that's correct? Amar lo yisir Rabbi Yechon responded, Shaita, silly fellow, lo yitehe Torah shalema shalonu kesicha betela shalachem. You're right, you know, when I responded to you with this pasuk, with Seir, with Esav, with Anna, that wasn't really the true knockout. I mean, that wasn't really the true argument, you know, which really explained our position. I was just, you know, trying to get you off the off my case, and the Rashbam explains you're not really supposed to teach them proper Torah. Asur legalos lem tamid Torah. So he tried to avoid that. But I'll tell you the truth. I can easily refute your kal v'chomer, which was the basis for their opinion, right? I'll tell you like this. So our Torah doesn't compare to your sicha shebetela, your, you know, useless, you know, remarks. But the real way to refute your kal v'chomer is like this. Malabas b'noi sheken yofa koicha v'makam ha'achen. Again, let's refresh the kal v'chomer. The tzedukim promoted like this. They said, well, a granddaughter is only coming on account of the her father, meaning she's second generation, and she's still getting. Certainly, the daughter herself, daughter of the departed fellow, should get because she's more directly claiming the nechassim. She's coming directly from the departed fellow. No, malabas b'noi sheken yupa koicha b'makam ha'achen. The fact is, a granddaughter in this case, right, son's daughter, has an advantage. With respect to sharing the grandfather's inheritance with the sons of that grandfather. So what's the classic case we find in the Chumash? B'nois Tzlafchot. So the grandfather's name was Chefer, and Chefer had sons. Right? And the Pasuk says, appropriate some of Chefer's Yerusha to the B'nois Tzlafchot, to the granddaughters. To Hefer's son, Tzlafchad's daughters. And they get a share together with Tzlafchad's siblings because they're taking over for the father, which is Tzlafchad. So they have that advantage with respect to their grandfather's Yerusha. So we see clearly that they're stepping into their father's shoes and will share the grandfather's Yerusha with his siblings. Tamar Bebita, as opposed to the daughter of the Mace, she's out of the picture at that point. Right? The daughters of Chefer, the sisters of Slavcha, did not take anything, being that there were brothers around. We don't find that in the Pasuk, right? So apparently, the daughters of Slavcha, despite them being females, they had an advantage over the daughter of Chefer, daughters of Chefer, because they're sort of stepping into their father's shoes. And since he was a man, they take over his zechus. So although they don't have their own rights, their own claim on the Yerusha, but they're taking over their father. So likewise in our story, what was our story? A person passes away, did not leave behind any sons, only daughters. But his sons that he did have and then passed on, they have their own daughters. They will step into their father's shoes and take over the entire Yerusha, as though they were the son, as though the son is still living. And the daughters of the Mace, despite them being first generation, they will not get. And that was a knockout punch. V'natzchum, v'nitzchum. This really did the trick. They knocked them out. V'oisei ayom, and that day asu yomtiv, established as a yomtiv. No fasting, because they reestablished the proper approach to Yerusha and the Torah. Okay, just one more piece here. We find that throughout history, there was one, at one point where they made an exception, the Chachamim made an exception to this rule, in order to preserve the territory of Shevet Binyamin. So they made an exception, and they did not allow, they did not apply this formula. So let's say there was a son's daughter, right? A bas haben, she does not get together with the siblings of the mace. So only the existing sons get, but not the son's daughters, because there was a concern that they're going to transfer, you know, via marriage, they'll transfer over this very large chunk of territory which they got at that point, we'll see why, to their future husbands. So they cancel this halacha temporarily, and it's based on the halacha of hefker bezdin hefker. Bezdin has a right, has a power to exappropriate, to cancel, to suspend halachas pertaining to, let's say, to pertaining to financial matters, to seek betterment of the general community. Okay, so we have a story of Ayomer Yushas Pleitel of Binyamin, V'lo Yimacha Shevet Meisrael. This is a story, the very tragic story that there was a war, inter-Shevet war, and Binyamin really lost badly, and there were only 600 men left. So they made a rule that at that point, they're going to suspend this halacha that gives even a granddaughter a right, like a son. V'lo Yimacha Shevet Meisrael, Amar Bitzlag V'rabbi Ami, Malamed, we learn from Mish Yisno al Shevet Binyamin. They made a t'nai on Shevet Binyamin. They applied a rule, a new rule. Sh'lo Yitirash Bas HaBen Ma'achan. A person passed away, left no sons, just a Bas HaBen, his son's daughter. So the fellow who passed away had siblings, brothers. They get it. They get his Yerusha versus his son's daughter, because since there were so few members of to Shevet Binyamin, so each fellow got a very large, unusually large chunk of territory to his name. So by allowing a Bas HaBen to be Yerush, you're putting a big piece of territory at risk, lest she go marry out to a different Shevet and transfer that stuff to the next husband. So they cancel this halacha. They try to maintain the integrity of Shevet Binyamin and territory and keep it in-house. Okay, we began with the sugi of a Av bin Yerush as Bnoi and Bitoi. Likewise, what about a mother bin Yerush, Bnoi and Bitoi? We have machlekes. We learned about the Seder Nachleis. The person passes away, goes to the descendants. First the son and all his descendants. Daughter, all her descendants. Father and all his descendants. And then comes, right? So then comes the siblings, right? The brothers, the sisters. And then comes the uncles and the aunts. And there's nothing in that generation. We go up to the next generation, to the grandfather, so on and so forth, all the way to Shevet, to Reuven. But we have a Kabbalah that will never go past that, because there will always be some remnant of the Shevet. We had the whole discussion regarding Bas with the Ben Bas HaBen versus the Tzdukim, who gave them equal share. The Chachamim challenged them and reestablished the halacha that Bas HaBen prioritizes the Bas because she's taking over for her father, who's a Ben. But that was suspended temporarily in the time of the Milchama with Shevet Binyamin in order to maintain the integrity of the Nachla of Shevet Binyamin. Psuras Tevis, all the best, Natzlacha Rabbah.